们继续来查考站在破口中的道理。
We will continue to study the topic standing in the breaches.
教会的破口其实反映在家里。
Actually, the breaches of the church are reflected in our homes.
当家里有破口的时候
，When we have breaches in our families,
也会影响到下一代。
It will affect our next generation.
那下一代离开教会就成为教会的破口。
When our next generation leaves the church, then it will become the breach in the church.
夫妻之间出了破口，也会影响教会的圣工。
When there's a breach in our marriage, then it will also affect church holy work.
也影响一个人个人的灵性。
It will also affect a person's faith.
我们看彼得前书三章七节。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 7.
三章的第七节。
Chapter 3 verse 7.
第七节。
Verse 7.
我们一起读。
Let's read together.
你们做丈夫的也要按情理和妻子同住，因他比你软弱，与你一同承受生命之恩的，所以要敬重他，这样便叫你们的祷告没有阻碍。这是圣经的真理啊。
This is the truth from the Bible.
首先告诉我们婚姻是为了什么。
Which tells us that what is the marriage for?
对于没有信神的人来说，婚姻只是为了爱情。
For those people who are not believers of God, marriage is only for love.
我今天爱你，我跟你结婚。
Today I love you, I will marry you.
哪一天我不爱你了？
On whichever day I don't love you anymore.
或者我找到一个我更爱的人呢？
When I found someone that I love even more.
都可以做改变。
Then I can make a change.
因为他们是基于人的自私的爱情。
Because their love is based on their own personal selfish love.
但是对于神的选民来说，婚姻是为了一同承受生命的恩典。
But for the chosen people of God, marriage is to inherit the grace of life.
不单只是今生的肉体的这个生命。
Not only for this physical life, but spiritually.
我们还要一起将来承受天国的永生。
In the future, we're about to inherit the eternal life.
那今生当中有一个伴侣可以一起陪你奔跑这条天国的道路。
In this physical life, we have a companion that can walk on the pathway.
这样走起来比较容易走得完。
In that way, the path will be easier for us to walk.
你软弱的时候，他扶持你。
When we're weak, the other party will help us.
他软弱的时候，你鼓励他。
When he's weak, then we can encourage them.
这样成功走到底的机会会高很多啊。
The success rate for us reaching the end point will be higher.
当然也有人是有独身的恩赐，他不需要结婚，他也过得好好，会照顾好自己。
Of course, some people might have a special gift. Without getting married, they can also take care of themselves.
天国路我一个人跑也跑得完。
I can already achieve the whole pathway to heaven by myself.
感谢主，如果你有独身的恩赐。
Thank God that if you have the gift of staying single.
但是这种人不多。
But we don't have many of such persons.
因为这是特别的恩赐，不是神给每一个人的。
Because this is a special gift that not God, not is given to anyone.
但是大部分人要结婚呢。
Most people need to get married.
但是有些时候，婚姻成为我们祷告的破口。
But sometimes our marriages will become a breach in our prayers.
信仰的破口。
A breach in our spiritual faith.
彼得长老在这里勉励我们这些做丈夫的。
Elder Peter here encourages all of us who are husbands here.
你祷告里面有破口，你知道吗？
Do you know that you have a breach in your prayers?
你一直祷告，但是达不到神的面前。
You keep on praying, but your prayers do not reach the face of God.
你再祷告下去，其实也没有太多的用处。
The more you pray, actually, it doesn't have any great effect.
如果你不解决一个根本的问题，
If you don't solve the fundamental problem,
这个问题不是你祷告不够。
This problem does not lie whether you don't pray enough.
而是你跟你配偶的关系出了严重的问题。
But there is a very important problem between you, your relationship with your wife.
那什么问题呢？
What is this problem?
第七节这里就讲得很清楚了。
Verse 7 here depicts it clearly.
你要按情理，情理原文是自私，跟你的妻子同住。
Dwell with them, your wife, with understanding.
什么叫做按自私与妻子同住？
What is the meaning of dwelling with your wife with understanding?
你要了解她，因为她跟你不一样。
You have to understand her because she's different from you.
如果她的想法跟你一样，她就不能帮助你了。
If all her opinions are the same like you, then she won't be a good helper.
如果她的头脑跟你一样，那她帮助不了你啊。
Because her mind is all the same like yours, she is unable to help you.
她一定是有跟你不一样的地方。
There must be something different with her.
那这里说比你软弱。
Here it says that she is weaker than you.
这个不是说身体啊、肌肉啊不够大力啊那种体力的软弱。
It doesn't refer to the physical weakness of not having enough muscles.
这里说原文是说软弱的器皿。
In the original version, it says here weaker vessel.
不是指肉体身体上来说的。
It doesn't refer to the physical strength.
是指情绪上来说的。
But emotionally.
女人的身体一点都不弱。
A woman's body is not any weaker.
女人可以生好几个孩子，孩子一下子一个月之后回来要做家务，要去上班。
A woman can bear children, and then after 1 month, she can come back and keep on working.
女人可以为了孩子，为了家庭，可以很长时间的工作，承担所有的压力。
A woman can work long hours and bear big burdens for the family.
又要顾工作，回到家还要做家务，还要顾孩子。
She has to work outside of the home and come back and perform house chores and take care of the children.
女人一般比男人长命。
Usually, women will live a longer lifespan than men.
男人都死掉了，女人还可以再活多一二十年。
Even if the man had died, then the woman still continue on for another 10-20 years.
所以神造他们的身体是很厉害的。
Because it is a mystery how God has formed their bodies.
但是他们的情绪比较脆弱。
But they are emotionally weaker.
你要了解他。
We have to understand them.
你要花时间在他身上。
You have to spend more time with her.
你要去爱他。
You have to love her.
让他的情绪得到很大的满足。
So that emotionally she can be satisfied.
这样子的话，你在神面前祷告，神才会听你。
Only then can your prayers be answered when you pray before God.
不然的话，你在家里冷落他，或是忽略他。
Otherwise, when you ignore her, neglect her at home.
或是整天跟他吵架。
Or keep on fighting with her.
啊，你去教会要做很多圣工。
Then you perform a lot of holy work in the church.
回到家就跟他冷战。
When you come back home, it's a cold war.
那这样你的祷告呢，得不到神的垂听。
In this way, your prayers is unanswered.
你的侍奉呢，也得不到神的悦纳。
Your servitude will also not be accepted.
因为有破口，有阻碍在哪里？
Because there is a breach and an obstruction over there.
所以一个弟兄啊，如果你有结婚，你要常常问你太太，我哪里做得不好？
As a brother, if you're a married person, then you often need to ask your wife, is there any way that I'm not good enough?
我哪里可以进步呢？
Do I have any room for improvement?
或是我有什么让你不是很满意，你要跟我讲。
Are there any aspects of life that I let you to be not satisfied? You can just tell me.
你要告诉我，不然我祷告达不上天庭啊。
You have to tell me.
阻碍啊，可能是你在阻碍我。
Otherwise, my prayers cannot reach the face of God.
你的 complaint 在阻碍我。
You are my obstruction.
如果你为了我流眼泪，或者你对我不满，我的祷告就被阻碍。
If you shed tears because of me or you're unsatisfied with me, then my prayers will be hindered.
很少男人会那么谦卑。
Very few men will be so humble.
男人都是的，有问题都怪太太。
Men, whenever they face problems, they'll blame their wives.
自己的问题也怪太太。
Even if it's their own problems, they'll blame their wives.
就像亚当一样。
Just like Adam.
神问他为什么吃的善恶果。
God asked him, why did you eat the forbidden fruit?
就是你那给我那个同居的女人给我的。
It's because the woman that you gave to me.
没有检讨自己。
He did not examine himself.
这个就是我们的破口。
This is our breach.
我们看以弗所书。
Let's turn to Ephesians.
第五章。
Chapter 5.
二十五节。
Verse 25.
以弗所书五章二十五节。
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25.
我们一起大声读。
Let's read loudly.
一二三。你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己。这就是婚姻最关键的道理。
This is the critical point in a marriage.
男人要先踏出这一步。
Husbands have to first step out.
你怎么样可以满足你太太的情绪或者爱情的需要？
How can you satisfy the need of love or emotions for your wife?
你要把自己拿走啊，把自己舍掉啊。
You have to give up yourself.
这个证明说人的罪性影响之下，人是很自私的。
This means that normally a person is very selfish.
因为人犯了罪之后就是只顾自己啊。
After sinning, a man would only care about himself.
我的快乐。
My happiness.
我的尊严。
My dignity.
我的地位。
My status.
我的爱好。
My hobbies.
所以很多男人啊，娶老婆就是为了要太太满足他一切的需要。
Many men marry their wives in order to fulfill their own needs.
通常在华人的社会的男人啊，如果是被妈妈用巨婴的手法养出来的男人呢，会有这种的想法。
Normally in the Asian culture, if the man is a mama's boy,
那他会有这种想法。
They will have this kind of concept.
妈妈什么都给我，什么都给我做好了。
My mom has accomplished everything for me.
我娶了个老婆就是要当我妈妈。
When I marry a wife, my wife shall be like my mother.
她要做一切的事情。
She has to do everything.
我手脚不用动。
I don't need to move my limbs.
哇，那他就用这种想法去看他的家庭。
He will use this type of concept to view his family.
有些姐妹啊，结了婚之后很痛苦。
Some sisters have married, and then in their marriage, they're very sorrowful.
明明是主内的。
They're married in the Lord.
但是结婚之后也不开心。
But after marriage, they're not happy.
为什么？
Why?
丈夫回到家里。
Because when the husband comes home,
下班回家，就去打他的电脑。
After work, the husband immediately, do his computer work.
上班也是电脑，下班也继续电脑。
He's in front of the computer in the work or out of work.
弄完电脑就滑手机。
If not in front of the computer, then they'll be browsing their phones.
他觉得他要放松。
They said they want to relax.
但是太太想跟他讲话。
But the wife wants to talk to him.
孩子想跟爸爸讲话。
The children want to talk to him.
但是如果男人很自私，说我要放松。
But if the man is very selfish, he said, I want to unwind.
耳机戴着，电脑在那边打了。
With the earphones, he began to be on the computer.
现在的电动玩具很可怕。
These video games nowadays are very damaging.
那个 screen 很大。
The screen is very big.
戴着个大的耳机。
And then you wear your headsets.
外面地震，天崩地裂，都听不到。
Whether there's a storm or earthquake outside, he will not know.
消防队来也听不到，都会烧死了。
Department of Fire comes down, the whole house burns down, he will not know.
因为他在里面，哇，整个人都进去啊。
Because his whole being is within the game.
以后戴着那个什么眼罩，什么 Pro 的那个，更死得更快。
In the future, when they have those eye sets, whatever Pro it's called, then it will be even more damaging.
家里时候男生都戴着这样，然后家里的太太没人跟他讲话。
All the men in the families will be with their headsets, and then the wives cannot even talk to them.
以后这不是低头族了，以后这是眼罩族。
In the future, it's not called a culture of looking down, but a culture of having eyesets.
当这种眼罩变得便宜，从3000块变成300块，大家都会买一个。
Eye goggles have become less expensive, from $3,000 to become $300, then everyone would have one.
大家都不用出门，连手机都不用看，就是躺在那边就戴眼罩。
Everyone doesn't need to go out. All they need, they don't even need their iPhones. They just wear their goggles.
再配一个耳机。
And then supplemented with a headset.
有人说了，这样总会啊，聚会都不要来了，我们 virtual spiritual convocation， 我们用了虚拟的也可以了，戴个眼罩等于在现场一样。
Some people would say, then in this case, you don't need to come to the chapel for service. Let's have a virtual service where you can see and act as if you're in the chapel.
这样是神的设计吗？
Is this God's design?
神的设计是我们人与人之间要面对面的这种交流。
God's design is so that we can communicate with one another face to face.
要这种讲话。
To engage in conversations.
那有时候你要跟对方交流，你要把自己原来的嗜好、时间你要放下。
Sometimes when we would like to communicate with others, you have to put aside your own time and hobbies.
先不要问您那一个很伟大的问题。先不要问那么伟大。
Let's not ask such a very great question.
我们问弟兄，先不要问说你替愿不愿意替你太太死。
Let's not ask all the brothers, are you willing to die for your wives?
但是这个问题其实要问的，晚上太太会回去问先生。
But this question must be asked in tonight. Your wife will ask you this question.
你替我死吗？可以吗？
Are you willing to die for me?
如果是圣经的话，先生要替太太死。
This is the words of the Bible, right? Husbands need to die for their wives.
你爱我，可以爱到替我死吗？如果必须要的话。
You love me. Are you willing to love me to death if it's necessary?
现在不要说为了死了，为了倒个垃圾都在啰啰嗦嗦啊。
Let's not say that you'll die for them, but when you suffer a little bit for them,
太太
you're already grumbling.
太太就说陪他去买个东西，逛个半天街，你就说好累哦，哎，按摩爽就好了，按一按就送来了，不用出去了。
When the wife asks you to accompany me to go shopping, and you'll say, "Oh, it's so boring the whole day. Just go on Amazon."
或者陪我讲个话好不好？
When the wife said, "Just speak to me a few words."
讲啊，我整天都在，你讲啊，一边讲一边滑。
Your husband will browse
those
tablets while say, "Speak. I'm hearing. I'm listening to you every day."
这样有舍己吗？
Is this sacrificing yourself?
太太有时候也骂我。
Sometimes you'll get scolded.
我。太太也会骂我。
Oh, my wife also will scream at me.
我讲话你有没有在听啊？
Are you listening to my words?
我说有啊。
I said yes.
我在回一边回教会的信息，我在做圣工啊，这个很堂皇的理由啊。
I'm doing holy work. This is a glorious excuse. I'm listening to you while returning some messages.
我在联络信徒、关心慕道者，你讲我就要听。
Speak. I'm listening to you while I replying the messages of true seekers.
他说你没有在听，你听了也在问一样的问题。
My wife will say you're not listening because you're asking a different question.
又再问一样的问题。
Then you ask me the same question.
明明问过了，又再问。
You ask already, and then you keep on asking.
原来我没有把心啊，没有专心。
It turned out that I didn't concentrate.
好，悔改，改过。
I repented and changed myself.
好，太太说要讲话，马上来，放下来，来讲。
My wife, whenever she says she wants to speak to me, I'll put my tablet aside. Okay, speak.
你有我的 100% 的专注。
I will use my 100% concentration.
你叫我来我就来。
When you call me, I will come immediately.
要讲什么？
What do you want to say?
讲完了吗？
Are you done?
可以再讲久一点哦。
You can continue speaking.
可以聊聊天哦。
You can chat with me.
这个就是牺牲， 就是舍己嘛。
These are all sacrifice.
不要说，
give up yourself.
为你死没问题的。
Just don't just say, oh, I can die for you.
那么简单的事你都没做。
You can't even perform such easy tasks.
自私。
You're selfish.
只顾着自己打电动或者看球赛或者是做自己喜欢的事。
You are only concerned about doing things that you like, such as watching the ball game or in your games.
我们已经花很多时间在教会了。
We already spent a whole chunk of time in the church.
如果回到家里， 你还不好好经营 你跟你太太的感情。
If when we go home, we do not manage our relationship with our wives wisely,
长期来说太太是会抱怨的。
In the long term, your wife would come to grumble.
那这个时候你的祷告都有阻碍。
During this time, your prayers will be hindered.
所以教会一定要鼓励做丈夫的。 我们有丈夫团契， 又有这种给大家 support 的， 互相的鼓励的一种机制。
So the church should encourage all husbands. Maybe we can have a husband's fellowship so that everyone can receive encouragement.
我们要学习舍己。
We have to learn how to give ourselves up.
像我有时候出差回来了， 回到家里就是很累啊， 最好哪里都不用去， 可以躺在床上， 躺平一下也是享受啊。
Sometimes after being sent somewhere, I come home so tired, I'd like to lay down flat on my bed without doing anything.
但太太说， 我想去 mall 里面逛一下， 要被我逛逛就好， 不一定要买什么。
Yet my wife will say, come accompany me to the mall to shop. You don't need to shop, you just accompany me.
那我听得出来了， 不一定要买什么， 就是要买。
I hear the message. You don't necessarily need to buy anything. Means she wants to buy something.
买不买不是重点， 最重要是要陪她。
But the point is not about buying things. The most important thing is to accompany her.
你要陪她。
Accompany her.
你已经忙工作很久， 忙了教会， 你回去你要花时间。
You've been busy with your work for a long time already, church work. And then when you come back home, be with her.
但是这个要把自己原来的自我喜好要先放下。
Yet you still need to put down your own self hobbies and what you like.
好好的去聆听， 好好的去鼓励。
Hear her out nicely and encourage her.
有时候太太讲话不是要你有什么意见。
Sometimes when the wife speaks, she's not waiting to hear anything from you.
不需要你解决她的问题。
You don't need to solve her problems.
也不需要你批评她什么。
You don't need to criticize her anything.
我们男人以为说有问题啊， 来来来， 我帮你解决。
As men, we usually say, oh, you have a problem? Come, I'll solve it for you.
其实太太需要的就是情绪上的支持跟鼓励。
Actually, all the wife needs are emotional support and encouragement.
你作为一个男人， 你要鼓励她。
As a man, you should encourage her.
然后呢， 陪她祷告。
Accompany her to pray.
她说好啊， 那你这个问题， 真的我们也没有什么办法， 不然我们真的要为这个事情祷告。
Just say, oh, your problem, yeah, we don't really have a solution. Otherwise, let's pray together.
我了解你的感受， 我支持你。
I understand what you feel. I support you.
我愿意为你这个事情放在我的心里。
I'm willing to put your matter in my heart.
这样就是舍己了。
This is giving up yourself.
如果愿意做到这一点， 我们就祷告就没有阻碍。
If you're willing to do to this point, then your prayers will not be hindered.
今天的姐妹们啊， 太太们啊， 非常的辛苦。
Today, our sisters, our wives are so working very hard.
上两代的人呢， 太太大部分不用去上班， 就是顾好家庭就好。
Several generations above us, the wives don't need to go to work. All they need to do is to care for the family.
那现在生活压力大， 大部分的姐妹们， 就是妻子们， 都要还要去上班。
Nowadays, we have the pressures and the needs of life. Most sisters or wives need to go out to work.
回到家， 又有家务， 又有儿女。
After they come back home, they still need to teach and discipline the kids.
去教会， 又要煮饭， 又要熬衣， 又要接待。
When they come to church, they need to cook, teach RE, and then become ushers.
如果你有一个老父老母在身上， 他还要照顾你老父老母。
If you still have parents alive, then they still need to take care of your parents.
哇， 难怪女人呢， 老得特别快呢。
No wonder women age faster.
一般来说呢， 一般来说，
normally speaking.
但是这个就是压力太大。
This is because so much pressure that they are having.
所以男人作为丈夫， 你真的是要爱自己的妻子。
So as men, as husbands, you have to love your own wives.
主耶稣把妻子赐给你， 好好地爱她。
The Lord Jesus has bestowed upon you a wife, so love her.
因为一辈子的日子也不是太长。
Because a whole lifetime of days are not too long.
我们要在这个有限的日子当中学习怎么样来舍己去爱自己的妻子。
In this very finite life, we have to learn how to give up ourselves and love our wives.
那对于妻子呢？
As for wives,
也可能妻子本身也可能是家庭的破口。
Wives themselves may serve as the bridge in the family.
我们看五章二十二节。
Let's refer to chapter 5, verse 22.
其实保罗在讲这个婚姻问题呢，是先讲妻子的，不是先讲丈夫的。
Actually, when Paul was referring to marriage, he first talked to the wives.
我们看二十二节。
Verse 22.
好，我们一起读。
Let's read together.
一二三，你们做妻子的，当顺服自己的丈夫，如同顺服主。哇。第二十三节，因为丈夫是妻子的头，如同基督是教会的头，他又是教会全体的救主。这两节圣经是现代姐妹们最不喜欢的两节圣经。
These are the least favorite verse for all sisters.
只是不敢讲出来而已。
Only they are.Unable to say it out.
因为是圣经的话，你又不能否定它。
Because this is the words of the Bible, we cannot deny it.
什么？要顺服自己的丈夫。What? 他这个样子，我要顺服他。
We have to submit to our husbands. Look at him.
什么？还要顺服他，好像顺服主这样。
And yet we have to submit to him like we submit to God.
不骂他都已经，他就已经 lucky 了，我还要顺服他。
He's lucky enough if I don't scream at him.Let alone submit to him.
有一次传道在讲道。
One day a pastor was speaking.
哇，讲到这个夫妻的道理。
He was preaching the truth about marriage.
那是那个妻子要顺服丈夫。
Wives have to submit to their husbands.
那个姐妹怎么翻译呢？
Then how did the sister interpret it?
还好我会听英文，不然就被她糊过去了。
Thank God I can understand English, otherwise I'll be fooled.
哦，她说 ，Wife, cooperate with your husband. 要跟丈夫合作。
She said, wives have to cooperate with their husbands.
我说顺服啊，她说 cooperate, 再翻一次。
I said the word submit, yet she used the word cooperate.
顺服就顺服嘛，为什么把它改成合作呢？
Submit is a simple word, why do you need to change it to cooperate?
因为她不喜欢顺服这个字啊。
Because she doesn't like the word submit.
顺服就好像你叫我做什么，我就做什么，我怎么可以这样子？
Submit, how can I do that? Because whatever you ask me to do, I have to do it willingly.
啊，所以心里面有对这个道理不是很满意。
From the bottom of her heart, she was not agreeing with the truth.
啊，其实很多姐妹心中也是有怨言的。
Actually, there are many grumbles in sisters' hearts.
我丈夫这样子，灵性也比我低，收入也比我低，我怎么顺服他？
These husbands, they are lower than me in spirituality and lower in wages that I earn.
甚至连学历都比我低。
They are lower in education also.
因为现在这一代的女生全部起来了嘛。
Because the women nowadays are all rising up.
为什么会起来？
Why?
因为现在有机会。
Because the opportunity is equal.
以前的社会呢，是大男人主义。
In the past, it's male chauvinistic society.
啊，这是男人占领所有的社会的资源，还有所有的机会，女人是没有机会的。
Because all opportunity and resources are open only to men, not to women.
哇，但是后来呢，慢慢社会改变。
But later on, societal changes.
所谓的 feminism, 女性主义。甚至变成女权主义的抬头。
Given rise to the feminism theory.
其实女权主义或者女性主义本身的原意是好的。
Actually, the feminist ideas initially was good.
那个 motive, 那个动机是好的。
The motive was initially good.
因为以前一百年前女人没得上学啊，只有男生可以上学啊。
Because hundreds of years ago, women didn't get a chance to go to school, only men.
争取啊，女生也可以上学啊。
So, women can also go to school.
啊，有一些工作以前只给男人申请，现在女生也可以申请，因为你有这个学历。
In the past, job openings are only open for men, but nowadays, because you have the education, women can also undertake some jobs.
所以慢慢把这个平等的这种概念呢，在社会里面推广。
So slowly, we propagate equality in the society.
但是如果把人的这种观念放到圣经，放到家庭推的话，会有问题。
But when we use human thinking into the truth and in our families,
因为圣经不是讲权的，也不是讲谁比较大比较小。
Then we will have a problem because the Bible doesn't talk about who is greater or smaller.
圣经是讲一个身体。
The Bible talks about one body.
一个头配一个身体，他们真的是头在带领身体，但是身体完全的支持着这个头。
The one head is matched to one body, and the whole body is supporting the head.
啊，那个头有带领的作用，你要尊重它。
The head has a leadership role that you have to respect.
你要尊重它。
You have to respect it.
啊，在没有违背真理的情况之下，你要顺服它。
Under the circumstance that he's not going against the truth, you have to submit to it.
哇，这个不容易。作为一个身子，作为一个女生，作为一个妻子，要顺服丈夫是不容易。
It is so difficult for the body as a wife, as a woman to submit to the head.
其实不是说顺服，不是说丈夫说什么你都完全去做才是顺服，不是这个意思。
Actually, the words to submit, it doesn't mean you have to listen to everything the husband says.
家里的所有的大小事情是两个人有商有量做出一个最好的决定。有时候你不懂得哪一个比较好，两个人还要一起去祷告。
Husband and wife should discuss about big and small matters of the family. Sometimes you cannot figure out the solution. Both have to come to pray together.
家里真正的头是主耶稣啊。
Because the real true head of the household is the Lord Jesus.
家里真正的头不是丈夫，因为丈夫上面还有一个头，就是主耶稣啊。
The true head of the family is not the husband, because above the husband there's Lord Jesus.
丈夫要带领太太一起去求告主耶稣啊。
The husband needs to lead the wife to continue to seek the Lord.
那你这里所谓的顺服是指什么意思？
So what does the word submit here mean?
是指一种尊重的态度，对丈夫有一种尊重的态度。
It carries with it a feeling of respect.
虽然你比他聪明，
even if you're smarter than your husband.
虽然你比他能干，
even if you're more capable than your husband.
但是你不可以看不起你丈夫，
yet you cannot look down on your husband.
你不可以用你的强势的这种地位去压迫你的丈夫。
You cannot oppress your husband using your great influence.
女生真的是比较优秀的，这神造她本来就这样。
It's true that women are more
capable
than men. This is the way God designed them.
我们看创世纪第二章。
Let's refer to Genesis chapter 2.
十八节。
Verse 18.
创世纪二章的十八节。
Genesis chapter 2, verse 18.
二章十八节。
Verse 18.
我们一起读。
Let's read.
主神说，那人独居不好，我要为他造一个配偶，帮助他。这里说神已经造好亚当了。
Here it says that God already created Adam.
但是那个人自己一个，所以不是太好。
But it's not good for that man to be alone.
所以我要造一个配偶来帮助他。
So I will make him a companion, a helper.
请问，如果亚当有一些东西他没有办法自己来，有一个人去帮他，那 哪一个比较厉害，哪一个比较能干聪明？
So, who is the smarter or capable one? If Adam was unable to accomplish certain things and someone was to be helping him, then who is the more capable one?
谁比较厉害？
Who is better?
就像你数学不好，你妈妈找个数学老师给你，那谁的数学比较厉害？
If you are not good in math and your mom look for a tutoring service, a tutor to teach you math, so who is better at math?
当然是来帮你那个比较厉害啊，不然怎么
帮你？ Of course, the helper would be better in math than you.
如果他还比你不懂，那怎么帮你？
If he's not even more coherent in math than you, then how can he help you?
所以虽然女人在情绪上比较软弱，
even if women are more weak in emotions,
但是她在很多方面超过男人。
But they are superseding men in many different ways.
因为现在已经有平等的机会了。
Nowadays, they have equal opportunities.
在美国全美的大学里面，女生的入学率慢慢已经超过男生了。
The admission rate in all universities in the United States sometimes are bigger than men.
在一些 professional school 里面也有这种趋势，牙科学院啊，医学院啊，女生的数量已经慢慢超过男生。
The number of people that enter into colleges nowadays in professional areas are already superseding men.
女生真的是比较聪明。
It's true that women are more capable than men.
我们男人如果聪明的话，要承认这个现实。如果你还不承认这个现实，你会很麻烦。
If men are smart, you should admit this fact. If you cannot admit this fact, then you're in trouble.
神造你太太帮助你。
God has created your wife to help you.
但是太太你要知道，做太太的也要知道。
But as wives, you also need to know.
神做你在某一些方面真的是比较优秀，但是你不可以骑在他真正的头上啊。
Even though God has designed that you are more capable than your husband in certain ways, you cannot ride upon his head.
如果你要选择结婚，要进入婚姻。
If you choose to get married and enter into marriage,
你就要准备把自己放下。
You have to be prepared to put yourself down.
或是你已经进入婚姻。
Or you're already in a marriage.
你婚姻里面不美满。
You're not happy in your marriage.
很可能是你没有把自己放下。
Most probably you're not putting down yourself.
你觉得说我来帮你的，来坐下，我教你怎么做。
You can say, oh, sit down, come, I'll help you, tell you what to do.
有一些姐妹哦，有一些妻子跟丈夫讲话不是很客气的。
Some sisters are not very
不是很 respectful.
Polite or respectful to the husband.
在外面的人面前都不客气，回到家里会怎么样？
Even in the public, they're not polite or respectful. What about when they come home?
有一些先生，因为有时候男人也不是很会讲话，我们讲话比较慢一点。
Some men, some husbands are quite slow in their speech.
通常来说，你看 男的 baby 啊，很慢学讲话，女生呢三个月就会讲话了。
When you see
夸张一点了、啊，没有三个月了。
Baby girls they learn how to talk faster than baby boys、
男人就是一开口就讲不出，他们讲什么啊
？Those baby boys that like to speak、but they stutter and cannot speak。
长大之后，有些男生也不会讲话的。
When they grow up, some boys are not good at speaking。
有些丈夫很难得要开口了。
It's very hard already to have the husband open their mouth.
我这个我觉得哈，太太就说，哎，来来来来，我帮你讲了。
Even the husband say, "Oh, I feel that this thing," and the wife say, "Oh, I continue the sentence. I'll do it."
那哇，那么 alpha 啊，那么强势哎。
You are too overpowering.
或者是叫先生说，来，你做这个，你做那个，你做那个。
Or the wife will say, "Oh, go tell the husband, you do that, you do that."
或者是呢，丈夫做什么回来了，他都不满意，都会批评。
So whatever the husband does, the wife sometimes are not happy or satisfied.
这里你对先生的 expectation 啊，期待非常的高。
You hold a very high expectation to the husband.
哇，因为你自己很优秀啊，你觉得自己很优秀。
You feel that you are very smart and capable.
你看你那个先生很不顺眼。
That you look down on your husband.
啊，你钱也赚的比我少。
You earn less salary than me.
学历又比我低。
You are lower in education than me.
有时候身高还比我低。
Sometimes you're not even as tall as me.
灵性也比我低，你都不祷告，你都不读经。
You don't even read the Bible or pray. Your spirituality is less than me.
这个就是这种自我的骄傲在里面。
There's such self-pride within you.
这样子的话呢，在家里呢，你就是做主的那一个。
In this way,
什么都是要透过你，你 OK 才可以做。你先生是没有地位的。
At home, everything has to go according to your ways.
这样子的话呢？可能你先生就会慢慢的疏远你，或者情绪上会 withdraw， 会退后。
In this way, your husband might be more and more distant from you, or sometimes emotionally detached from you.
啊，他说好啊，那你要做主就你做主了。
Since you want to take control of everything, I'll let you do it.
啊，另外一种情况呢，就两个在对抗吵架。
The other scenario is that both are like striving with each other.
这样子孩子看在眼里。
In this way, the children look upon it.
啊，两夫妻感情也不好。
The relationship between husband and wife was not good.
这会造成说，太太的情感没有办法从先生那边得到满足了。
It will cause the wife not to be able to receive emotional support from the husband.
因为先生不想满足她，因为先生也没有被满足。
Because the husband himself doesn't feel satisfied.
因为男人所要的，神造男人要的是什么
？Because God designed the man to desire.
请问你的头最重要的是什么
？What is his desire? What is the most important thing to your head?
你的头最需要是什么？就是面子嘛。
What is the need of your head is to have some face,
对不对
right?
啊，头最重要就是这块脸，有面子啊。
The most important portion of the head is this face, right?
所以要涂护肤的，要刮胡子啊。
So you need to shave your beard and all this.
皱纹要少一点啊，这个脸看起来比较好看。
You want to have less wrinkles so that you look better.
啊，这个念面子就是最重要的。
This face is the most important thing.
姐妹，你在家里有给你在孩子面前，你有给你先生面子吗？
So, sisters, do you give your husband's face in front of the children?
如果你在孩子面前数你的先生，就是批评你先生，你就等于扒他的面子。
If you criticize your husband in front of your kids, then you're like slapping him on the face.
那孩子不会尊重爸爸的。
The children will not respect their father.
如果你在外人面前看不起你先生，讲你先生。
If you talk or look down on your husband in front of the public,
你等于这都摧毁他的自信。
You're actually destroying his self-confidence.
就算他有软弱。
Even if he has some weaknesses,
你也不能公开的这样子讲他。
You cannot openly rebuke him.
啊，回到家里
，coming back home，
聊天的时候
，during some chatting，
用鼓励的，用爱的，因为这个是我，他就是我，我们是一体的。
In love with encouragements, because he is I, we are one body.
我们不是说你怎么样，你怎么样，你怎么样。
Don't say you are like this or you are this.
我们是一体的，在神面前一体的。
We are one body before God.
所以我们在。教会里面，在家庭里面。
So whether we are in the church or at home,
我们不实行大男人主义。
We do not execute male chauvinism.
我们也不实行女权主义。
We also are not feminists.
我们按照圣经，回到圣经。
We return to the truth of the Bible.
一体主义。
The theory of one body.
我们是一体的。
We are one body.
我们大家都把自己放下。
We put away ourselves.
让主耶稣基督做我们的最忠心的主。
Let the Lord Jesus be the center and the core of our lives.
这个就回到真理。
This is going back to the truth.
我们的破口才可以补起来。
Only then can we stand in the breach.
我们也会家庭里面也会慢慢的越来越快乐。
Then we can become more happier in our families.
愿主耶稣帮助我们。
May the Lord Jesus help us.